Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update podcast for December 6, 2023. I am your host, John Lothian. In this podcast, we provide an overview of the content featured in today's John Lothian newsletter. We'll cover insights from the hits and takes section, share stories from the first read section, highlight the top three stories from both the previous editions of JLN and JLN Options, and delve into the first three stories featured in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the proud home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We invite you to explore our extensive collection of trading history videos on the MarketsWiki education page at johnlothiannews.com. This includes the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Do you want to make some extra money for the holidays? Use your trading skills and not take any risk while trading in a market that's making a breakout? The CME has your answer. The CME Group is hosting the Crypto Classic Futures Trading and Options Challenge from December 11th to December 15th, 2023. Traders can enter this risk-free competition to test their skills in Bitcoin and Ether futures and options trading. Participants start with a virtual account of $100,000 and aim to maximize their balance. The challenge is open to traders of all levels, offering exclusive educational resources and cash prizes. Register through the CME website and complete required courses by December 15th, 2023 for eligibility. It's a valuable opportunity to gain experience in cryptocurrency trading within a controlled environment. Among the records set in Cboe Global Markets' November volume report are trading in S&P Index SPX options set a new single-day volume record on November 14, 2023, with 4.4 million contracts traded, and in Global FX Trading, the Cboe CEF swap execution facility, reported a monthly ADV record of $1.36 billion. ICAP, a subsidiary of TP ICAP Group, declared December 7th the date for its 31st annual Worldwide Charity Day. ICAP Charity Day is an annual event with a mission to support charitable causes on a global scale. On this special day, ICAP commits to donating 100% of its revenues and the commissions earned by its brokers to various charitable organizations. In the previous year, over 100 diverse charitable entities worldwide were beneficiaries of this generous initiative. TMX Group Limited was selected as one of the Greater Toronto's Top Employers 2024. The latest FCM financial data reports are out from the CFTC, with October 2023 being reported. I will be in downtown Chicago today for some holiday parties and lunch with an industry colleague. When Robbie Lothian, USA version, was in Singapore, he shot some news interviews at the conference, as we always do, but he also shot some for the Open Outcry Traders History Project with former Singaporean floor traders. He also shot an interview with SGX Managing Director Raman Pillay about his illustrious career. We will start publishing the news interview soon. JLN continues to be interested in shooting interviews with former floor traders and brokers, people who participated in open outcry trading, from any market in the world. If you'd like to participate in the Open Outcry Traders History Project, or know of someone who you think should, please let us know. I recently learned of the death of former CBOT member David Keefe, who passed away on November 23rd. I had been in touch with his family about doing an interview with Mr. Keefe, but he was slipping into age-related memory issues, and we were never able to complete the interview before he passed. I hope not to repeat this with other interview subjects. Some of the great stories are slipping away. Reach out to me today at johnlothian@johnlothian.com. Our most read stories from our previous edition of JLN Options were Why the VIX Keeps Investors on Edge from the Wall Street Journal, Gamma Scalping, a primer from TD Ameritrade, the ticker tape, Stock-Hungry Volatility Funds, Gamma-Heavy Options Dealers Could Buy U.S. Equities from Reuters. Subscribe to the free JLN Options newsletter with a link in today's JLN. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a story from the Financial Times. The headline, The World Cannot Hedge Against Donald Trump. Everything will change for European and Asian democracies if a man bent on dictatorship re-enters the White House. You can get insurance for almost anything nowadays. It is next to impossible, however, to insure against Donald Trump's return to the White House. The time for America's allies to hedge against Trump 2.0 is today. A year from now, when Trump could be president-elect, would be far more expensive. Unfortunately, there are no easy or foolproof ways of doing that. My comment. No one wants to sell volatility on December 2024 chaos futures. Here's a story from the Financial Times. A reality check on those Hamas insider trading claims. Quote, fact-checking anything is basically pointless, unquote, from Oscar Wilde. Markets reporters have a private running joke about how it's mostly impossible to know what moves stocks or what might motivate a particular trade. Sometimes the catalyst looks obvious, like better or worse than expected payrolls data or a surprising earnings report from a bellwether company. But most of the time, market reporting is an XKCD/NO4-style crapshoot. That is why stocks move after, amid, and sometimes even in spite of various news items, but rarely because of them. Markets contain multitudes. My comment. The professors who work the story was based on had their decimal point in the wrong place. Oops. Here's a story from CNBC. The headline. Oil CEO says blaming the energy industry for climate crisis like blaming farmers for obesity. The chief executive of UAE-based energy firm Crescent Petroleum on Tuesday claimed that blaming the oil and gas industry for the climate crisis is like blaming farmers for obesity. His comments come at the midpoint of the UN's biggest and most important annual climate conference, with many at the COP28 talks in Dubai calling for heads of state from nearly 200 countries to agree to a fossil fuel phase-out. My comment. How about we not focus on blame, but on solutions? Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our top story Tuesday was Bloomberg's How Suspects Laundered Billions in Singapore for Years. Second was John Pycheck, Open Outcry Traders History Project podcast interview from John Lothian News. Third was Carbon Credit Derivatives Get More Scrutiny from U.S. Regulator, also from Bloomberg. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from the New York Times. The headline, How Nations Are Losing a Global Race to Tackle AI's Harms. Alarmed by the power of artificial intelligence, Europe, the United States, and others are trying to respond, but the technology is evolving more rapidly than their policies. When European Union leaders introduced a 125-page draft law to regulate artificial intelligence in April 2021, they hailed it as a global model for handling the technology. EU lawmakers had gotten input from thousands of experts for 3 years about AI when the topic was not even on the table in other countries. The result was a landmark policy that was future-proof, declared Margrethe Vestager, the head of digital policy for the 27-nation bloc. Then came ChatGPT. Here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, SEC head warns against AI washing, the high-tech version of greenwashing. Agency head Gary Gensler cautioned businesses against peddling phony AI-related hype. Securities and Exchange Commission Chair Gary Gensler has warned businesses against AI washing or making false artificial intelligence-related claims, likening it to the greenwashing phenomenon that has been the target of an agency crackdown. Gensler said Tuesday that securities laws bar phony claims and require companies to give full, fair, and truthful disclosures. Don't do it, Gensler said at a conference hosted by The Messenger, a news outlet. One shouldn't greenwash and one shouldn't awash. And then finally, here's a story from the Financial Times. The headline, Binance's $4.3 billion fine was set high as a warning, says U.S. regulator. CFTC commissioner says crypto groups should take the hint after penalty designed to bring order and structure. A top U.S. financial regulator has said the $4.3 billion penalty levied on Binance by authorities last month was set at a high level to act as a deterrent to other groups after the world's largest cryptocurrency exchange simply failed to comply with regulation. Kristen Johnson, commissioner at the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission, said on Tuesday that the heavy penalty was part of the guardrails for the crypto industry and hoped it would bring order and structure. We appreciate your attentive audience for the John Lothian News Daily Update. Kindly think about sharing our podcast with your friends. Additionally, if you haven't already, we would be grateful if you could take a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews aid in introducing our content to new listeners. And if you haven't yet subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.